welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
All right. Welcome back.
Mr. Couture, I've missed you.
Wow, I kind of forgot how to do this. I didn't forget how to set it up, though.
You did it really quickly. Yeah. You're a good roadie.
Yeah. Well, the roadie had really wrapped them up all easy, so I don't have to do much work. So
this is week 420 of the quarantine.
Yeah. It's week eight?
Eight.
Hi, vlog. We're vlogging. We're podcasting. We're everything.
Hello.
Check out the vlog. Side note. We're still in quarantine. So I was trying to tell my vlog earlier that we haven't been recording because we've been in quarantine, which doesn't make sense.
Because we're binge watching stuff that we can't take time to podcast.
Well, the thing is there's never going to be another time to finish Sopranos except for right now. So we have to finish it. So
yeah, and we're not going to.
I know.
We'll just do it weekends.
God, it's going to go on even longer. It is getting a little more exciting.
I checked about Tony last night.
What season are we on? Five?
I don't know.
Well, I have to say last season, whichever season was right before this season, was the worst season.
Yeah.
So I hope it gets better.
A lot of kids. I don't know why the kids are so involved.
I know. Especially because Tony's not beating them. They're not in the mafia. They're not in, like, it would be exciting if Tony's son was like, April, whoever that was. Like, in the mix, but still a punk.
Yeah. What was his name?
Jackie.
Jackie Jr.
Jackie April.
They're all juniors.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that would have been exciting if it would have been like,
yeah,
I told you, you're not coming here.
Yeah.
And I show up.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I show up and you're with this whore.
Whore.
Yeah. So we've been watching that every night.
Yeah. Love Sopranos.
Can you tell I got a tan?
Wow. No.
I can totally tell. It worked a lot better with the mitt.
Oh, good.
See, sorry, podcast can't see my legs, but.
Yeah, I hate that when podcasts say, I'm going to show you a video. And it's like, really?
Well, you guys can go to my vlog to check out the tan, but I haven't posted my tanning
but
review.
But you're very glow in the dark white. So
somebody said I was a vampire.
Oh.
And I've only come in contact with five people, so thanks a lot.
I bought some new sunless tan that was recommended by somebody I follow on Instagram, so I have no idea if it works. I don't know. It just came in. I just ordered it.
How much?
20-something.
Okay, because the one Jennifer told me to buy is $40, and I was like,
No, I don't think it's that much.
I can't commit to paying $40 for this.
This person on Instagram that I follow I don't even know her name. It's called Grove Candle Company. So I think when she first started, she was like making candles. I haven't seen her make one candle since I've been following her. And she's a cute little blonde from Mississippi. And she married her college sweetheart. And they live in Alabama now.
Sounds
like
a nightmare.
She's very interesting. And I mean, you know, sometimes I just go fast through her screens. But she's not constantly selling. She's not constantly promoting. She just has interesting things to talk about. She talks about The Bachelor. She talks about... Anyway, she's very blonde. And she was talking about this sunless tanner that it's the best thing she's ever had. And she said, I didn't believe my friends. My friends told me I need to get it. So I just swiped up, got it. I guess she does sell some things.
Yeah. I'm not selling this. This is truly what I like. I am not selling this. So, I hate that.
Yeah. Well, everybody's been asking me about my tan.
Yeah. I got so many messages.
Yeah.
Somebody I follow, no tea, no shade, told me or said on their story, they were like, I got 40 messages. And I was like, no, you did not get 40 messages. I know you did not get 40 messages. Based on how many followers you have, you did not get 40 messages.
Maybe she did.
No, she didn't. Anyways, so besides Sopranos,
I never get any messages. Please, somebody slide into my DM.
You got to ask the questions, like the In-N-Out Burger questions.
Oh, okay. You want to share with the podcast?
Yeah. What's the best burgers? In-N-Out, Shake Shack, Whataburger, Five Guys.
That's my only choices?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I say what's the best burgers, but really I'm comparing the fries.
It has to be the fries because I like In-N-Out's burger. I can pass on the fries.
Well, you know what people were messaging me? 40 people messaged me about the fries.
Nobody messaged me.
And they were like, the fries are hand cut, fresh, not frozen. And I was like, isn't it the same at Five Guys? That's their motto.
Yes, Five Guys, they show you what farm the potatoes come from.
Yeah, and they're way better than Five Guys fries.
And Kincaid's fries come right out of the bag in the frozen food section, crinkle fries, and they are the best. So you didn't offer Kincaid's as a choice. So I would have to say, based on the French fries, because all the burgers are probably pretty much even, I would pick Five Guys or Shake Shack, because Shake Shack has those good crinkle fries too.
Yeah, you know what? Though I ranked Shake Shack so high on my list, but the only time, I've only had Shake Shack one time, and it was right after ACL, and Taylor and I had walked like 10 miles to a Shake Shack.
And you were starving.
It was like the Last Supper, it felt like. So it was so good at that moment, but
we did the same. We were in Las Vegas, and we were so starving, and it was hot as heck. And I don't know where we had come out of some stinky, smoke-filled casino, and Shake Shack was across the street, and it's like, that's where we're going
to
eat.
I might have been to that Shake Shack, actually.
It's right across from the MGM Grand.
Isn't Shake Shack from New York?
I don't know.
Pretty sure it is. That's why it's
And Daddy had a shake.
That's why it's the big rival In-N-Out versus Shake Shack, because it's like West Coast,
East Coast.
And then we got Whataburger in Corpus.
A two-story right on the beach.
Yeah. So, anyway, why do we start talking about that?
Oh, that's how you people get messaged.
Yeah. I got so many messages.
I'm going to put a question on mine, see who answers.
Okay. Well, should we talk about some shows? Below Deck Sailing. So, I know you don't like it, but
it's okay.
It's my second favorite show after Summer House.
I can't hear it. Do you have that problem?
Well, I really actually watch that show.
The audio is terrible.
Every Real Housewives I watch on my phone. Like, I watch and I'm on my phone. I can't just
You don't pay attention?
No, I can't just look straight at the screen and watch it.
I watch Sailing, and my fingers on the fast forward because they're so stupid.
Sailing, I like every single character, every single scene, every single word.
Wow.
So I watch it. So I hear all of the...
That's a little extreme. I don't fast forward, but I can't hear a lot of what they say.
But I'm saying, are you watching it or are you looking
on
your phone?
Yes, you were here the other night. It's like the audio is terrible. They even had subtitles. So, because you can't understand what they're saying.
I know. That's why you got to be watching it so you can read it.
You got to read the dang show.
I love it.
No, I like it. I like the concept of just the vacation on the boat.
Yeah.
Although the sailing yacht is really tight quarters.
Yeah. It's not lavish at all. But they said that from the beginning.
A dumb table that you all sit on the same side.
They said that from the beginning. But to me, the real yachts, the sailing yachts, I don't like those either. So
you mean the ones that are on below deck?
Yeah.
Like real below deck?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be on those either.
No, I wouldn't take that kind of vacation.
No.
Maybe you go to Greece or you go to...
Yeah, they can only get in the water like
Croatia.
A couple of hours of the day when they say, okay, we're going to put out the toys. It's like...
Yeah, and then you got to be with the same people 24/7.
I know.
I would say you go and you stay at a hotel or whatever and you do a day trip.
Yeah, yeah. Go out on the boat, jump off, do the jet ski, jump
back on.
Have
your lunch. Yeah. Have the chef make you all these cool things.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you go back to town.
Yeah, so speaking of chef, Adam and Jenna are on the ins and the outs and the ins and the outs.
They're
and the
ridiculous.
And, the outs. And if I've been commenting on Juicy Scoop, that's like been my second hobby besides watching TV.
Did you give up TikTok?
Yeah. TikTok is, it's too encompassing as well.
Okay.
I can't do other things because it's just the music and the dancing. It's okay. Just too much. But I've been on Juicy Scoop. So
hey, when I have to pay attention.
If you guys watch Heather or listen to Heather McDonald's podcast, she has a Facebook called Juicy Scoop Supporters or whatever. And all these people comment about all the shows that we watch. So we love it. But I commented, I was like, how many times do we have to see Adam bear hug Jenna from the back while she's washing dishes and squish her boobs up into her neck, and her arms are like little dinosaurs.
Yeah, like she's like a, like bound like a prisoner.
Like, it's like the most, the
uncomfortable.
One time that would happen to me. One time, and they'd never do that again.
Don't hug me.
Not like that. Why don't we do a regular hug?
And then they do it constantly, and everybody else is like having to sit there and watch them goo goo gaga, and it's just, it's really gross.
Yeah, I will say though, the galley in the ship is actually not that bad compared to like the galley in like
the other yachts.
In Below Deck Med, whenever his head was in the cabinets and his stove was like underneath the cabinets.
And none of the burners worked.
Yeah.
Right? Was that the one? Yeah. They have different ships, but yeah, so I think the galley part is probably a little bigger, but it seems like the quarters where they live.
Yeah, they're tight.
That laundry room.
Yeah, they can't turn around.
No. Speaking and they're constantly doing laundry.
Poor Madison. It's the perfect storm. She's the perfect person to be like, oh my God, I'm so busy. I'm so tired. This is so fast. It's hard. It's so tired. I'm so fast. And then Jenna's like, you're an idiot the whole time.
I know.
It's like, they couldn't have casted that any better.
I know. And the new guy that took Parker's place because they had to fire Parker.
Yeah. What's his name? Matt?
I don't know.
Mike? I think it's Matt.
Is he Australian or British?
I think he's British. He reminds me of Jack Sparrow.
Oh, he's not that.
Well, that's how he talks.
Yeah. But he seems like a soft, puffy guy. But then he's like, keeps talking about how strong he is and how.
And he climbed up to the top of the 60
meters. And how manly he is.
Sail.
Yeah, he did do that. And he went to the top to change a light bulb.
British.
Yeah, there's a different level. Yeah,
they're different.
Maybe he is compared to his limey buddies.
Yeah. Where they're just drinking tea and playing croquet. Yeah. So
he's climbing the mast of the sailing ship.
Yeah, but of course Georgia is in love with Paget still.
I never thought she was in love with Paget. I thought she was always just doing the flirting thing and they were just flirting together because she knew that he was with Sierra. But then now this past show, it's like now she's sad because she wants Paget. It's like,
I think, well,
when did that happen?
You haven't been listening and watching.
I hadn't been reading the captions.
It's been growing steadily like a real relationship since the beginning.
But then he always goes back and gets in the little 2x2 bunk with Sierra.
Yeah, he doesn't like Georgia, they say. He wants to have his cake and eat it too.
I thought he liked Georgia more than Georgia liked him. And then all of a sudden, it's flip-flop.
Yeah, I don't know.
So,
well, Sierra's the only girl that he'd seen for like 2 years when the boat was docked or something.
Yeah, they were like in quarantine back then.
I know. It was like, because they were
working this sailboat with no passengers for 2 years.
Yeah, because remember when Jenna got on and was like, this place is disgusting.
Yeah.
Because they've been living there.
Yeah. So it's like they were just kind of like boat sitting.
Yeah.
For the owner of that big sailboat.
Super weird.
Well, maybe it was just like they didn't want to. It costs a lot to take a boat out in the water.
Well, when you get a show, it's pays off, I guess.
Yeah, but I'm just saying maybe that's why the owner did that. Like, he just owns so much stuff. Yeah, I just need somebody to sleep on my boat and make sure it doesn't get ruined.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
And then they ran it into the dock.
Yeah. So, anyway. It's almost over, though. I need another Below Deck.
So I told you briefly, but the commercial for Below Deck Med, it was hilarious. Hannah's on her walkie-talkie,
yeah.
And she walkies Sandy, and she goes, Captain Sandy, when does the season start? And Captain Sandy goes, Hannah, starts in June.
That's funny.
I know. And then they show Hannah's face, and she's like,
June.
June. If you guys didn't watch last season, her third Sue's name was June, and the whole time she had to call her on the walkie-talkie.
And she never answered. It's like, Hannah, June, your damn call. Hannah, June.
Hannah, June. I was like, that's clever.
Where the hell is June?
That's clever. Yeah. So it starts June 1st, so we'll be waiting.
Yes.
So that's only probably going to be like, is that going to be any weeks off from Below Deck?
No, because I think there's still another one next week.
Yeah.
Next week, that'd be like 2 days from now. That's the 18th. It'll probably be one right after off. Memorial Day. They'll have a week there, probably.
Nice.
Good.
Well, Summer House just ended.
Yes, that's my first favorite Summer House.
Yeah, that's the best show on Bravo right now.
Well, it's over. That one went fast. Vanderpump's still stinking rolling on, man. Summer House, I guess it's because it's just the summer, but...
Yeah, but summer, is it not from like May to August?
I don't know, maybe not in...
Hannah said...
Montauk or wherever they are.
The Hamptons. She said Hamptons. It was 13 weeks.
I thought she said 10 weeks. Oh. But whatever. I mean, that's 2.5 months.
Yeah.
I don't know how long they do a Vanderpump, but it just seemed like it was quick.
Yeah.
What was the big finale?
Hannah ends up with Luke after the girls are like so pissed.
Yeah, that's just so weird.
Yeah, I'm convinced that there was definitely other underlying.
There always is. They're not telling it all.
Yeah. And everybody on the Juicy Scoop Facebook said that Amanda is on Adderall. That's the only way you can drink from dawn till dusk. So. What? It's annoying me.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, I think Amanda and Paige were the silly little girls that just wanted to have a slumber party. And I think maybe the Adderall story could be true because at the beginning of the season, all Amanda wanted to do was just stay inside with Paige and just sleep. Yeah. And everybody else went out.
Yeah.
And so they probably told her, you better shape up. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, she's a party girl.
That's so true.
So
she's so tired.
So, and then that made Kyle like her more. So he probably likes drugged up Amanda.
Yeah. They are the most opposite, like mentality, lifestyle, everything.
Yeah. And they found a venue. So they're going to get married. And,
how about the lover boy promo all over the entire season?
Yeah, the whole
every
season.
Single episode.
I know.
How about that for Kyle?
Do they sell that in stores? Maybe we should buy some. Try it.
Nah.
What is it? Like a wine cooler?
Yeah. Spritzer.
Do they even make wine coolers anymore?
I don't know what that is, but.
Oh, probably not then.
I'm assuming it's like a Smirnoff?
A wine cooler. Man, I remember when those came out. That was all the rage for you mature listeners. You know what I mean. It was Seagram's wine coolers, and it kind of tasted like a wine spritzer. Like
that's
wine
what
with
is.
Lemon or wine with Sprite. Yeah. It was very good.
So kind of like a White Claw, I think.
I don't know what a White
or
Claw
Smirnoff.
Is.
Or Smirnoff.
Yeah.
Well, those are alcohol.
Well, those so are not, a wine cooler.
Well, they're not wine.
Oh, it's but like, it was alcoholic.
Well, but it's like a liquor.
Yeah.
Not wine. Anyways, I thought, how did, what's his name? Kyle get the promo or get the go-ahead to put Loverboy in every single scene?
I don't know. Maybe he just did it.
Maybe. I guess if they're bringing the alcohol.
Yeah.
Bring that or bring Bud Light.
I mean, it was like furniture in some of the rooms, like they would
yeah,
sit
they would
on the
like
cases.
Yeah. If that's not the most college frat thing I've ever seen.
I know. Those people are like mid-30s.
Kyle's 40.
Yeah. Paige and Hannah
are 27.
And Amanda are the same age.
They're 27.
Yeah. And then the new girl, Jules, I don't know. She's just,
She's totally that
you
girl.
You want to kind of feel sorry for her, but she's annoying
as She's totally that girl that was like, oh, I never drank in high school, but that was because nobody invited her to drink in high school.
Yeah.
Not because she had some kind of...
I know, and the edits were great. They would have a party, and she would just be standing there alone.
I know.
Where is everyone?
I know.
And, like, walking around the house, looking from room to room, like, where are the girls? Where did they go?
Poor thing.
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
Yeah. And then Carl says, I want you out of the house. And then 2 weeks later, he's like, we should have a threesome. So, douche.
Carl, he's spinning, spiraling.
Yeah. I can't wait for next season. We won't have one, though, probably.
Well, Hannah said on Heather's podcast.
Because this summer is quarantine.
That they might be doing some kind of like Big Brother house style thing. Like where they all just get locked
they
in a
quarantine
house.
Them inside.
Isn't that what Summer House was?
Well, they would go back and forth.
And have parties.
And they would go back home to New York. I love when they showed New York. They ought to just do that.
I know.
Because at the Hamptons, that is Big Brother-ish.
I know.
I prefer their real life.
I know.
That would be like real world.
I know.
Dang.
Or the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Remember when they had to work in the t-shirt shop?
Yeah.
Somebody reminded me that the other day. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
In real world, they always had these weird jobs. Like they worked in the gelato store and
yeah, they on Jersey Shore they had those like spray paint shirts that you get at Six Flags.
Yes, yes.
So weird.
Do remember that. Like why?
Who came up with that? They're a genius. I want to know who they are.
That they had to have a job?
No, that they came up with the Jersey Shore just in general. It's a crazy show.
It was like real world, but it was Jersey Shore.
I know.
It's great.
Pauly D.
Pauly D.
He's my favorite.
I Ren. Love Pauly D.
Ren! And the situation before he got too crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, situation was always a douche.
Yeah.
And Vinny. He was a little wuss, mama's boy.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Well, speaking of New York, should we talk about Real Housewives of New York?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm hearing a lot of mixed reviews. Everybody likes that Leah chick. I don't like her at all.
I don't like her. She's kind of like the girl that just kind of thinks she's too cool for school.
With her tattooed knuckles?
Yes, and her, I haven't drank in 12 years, but I'm going to drink now. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, so did you see Luann take a drink of the vodka?
I knew Luann wasn't going to go 2 episodes.
And then they went to that vineyard, and she had a glass of wine, cheersing the wine.
Oh, yeah, because she's jumped into the pool with the girls.
Yeah. Well, she said that the only reason she became an alcoholic was because of... John. What's his name?
Tom. Well, and the reason she couldn't drink alcohol is because she was on probation. So.
Yeah, but that's what she was saying. That the only reason all that happened was because of Tom, not because she's an alcoholic.
Okay, well.
He forced
whatever.
Her to drink.
Yeah. Whatever. They're all alcoholics, if you ask me.
Well.
I mean.
It's like.
Dorinda. Luann.
It's part of the show. It's like.
Well. Yeah.
I don't know how else they would be.
I don't know. I guess it adds to the drama when they're all drunk and slurring on each other and screaming their heads off.
How about Dorinda going in on Tinsley on this last episode? She has some kind of beef with Tinsley that she doesn't share enough.
Yeah.
But I think this kind of goes back to the MJ and the Asa fight, is that they were telling everything and Asa wasn't. And so they resented her.
Yeah. She was keeping part of her life private.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of the Dorinda thing.
But, I mean, what's it to Dorinda? Do your own thing.
Dorinda had to talk about her ex-husband that died or her husband.
She loves that shit. She loves that her husband, not that her husband died, but that she can tell the story. I had to bury my husband.
Yeah. Why is that still her storyline?
Because that's her claim to fame.
I guess so.
And I mean, she's looking bad. She said she was a size 6.
Yeah.
Dorinda, I don't know what kind of... Maybe
well,
she's buying...
expensive clothes is smaller.
Yeah. What's the...
Giovanni.
Giovanni. Maybe she's a size 6 in the Giovanni line. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's hippie.
Well, so her and John broke up in this last episode.
Yeah, and they're claiming that she's the one who planted the press release in the page six.
Herself?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Ramona.
Well, they're saying Dorinda did it herself.
Who's saying that?
Maybe it's on Juicy Scoop.
Oh, okay.
That they're saying Dorinda did it herself, and she's blaming Ramona. Why would Ramona plan it? What's it to Ramona?
Why would she need to blame it on somebody else?
Well, because it's really not cool for you to put leak stuff about yourself to the press. It's kind of, you know.
Well, why wouldn't she just say, I don't know who did this? Why does it have to be Ramona?
Because it's believable to think Ramona would do something like that.
How do you call page six?
You know the reporters. You call the paper? You call the... You know who those gossip people are. You've been watching Sex and the City. You know how it works. Samantha knows all the people.
True. Well, yeah, the adventure to the corn maze, I was like, can we please do something exciting in New York?
I know. They went... I mean, I've done how many pumpkin patches field trips? I don't need to watch that on The Housewives.
They're rich and they live in New York. Can we please do something that's
New York? Yeah, I know. How about this is last week, I think, Jacques made a return.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they did a stand-up.
He's like aged 25 years.
Yeah. It's just... He looks exactly like Luann.
They look like brother and
it's
sister.
Very weird.
Same hair.
Speaking of not understanding what he's saying.
I know, right? That's a heavy French accent.
And Sonia said, I can't understand anything he's saying.
I thought they were funny.
Yeah.
But he's trying to be a comedian. What?
Well,
that's so weird.
He's trying to extend his 15 minutes.
I guess. And he had to call up his... money can't buy you class friend who has a cabaret. Oh, well, milk it.
Money can't buy you class. Well, let's talk a little bit about our beloved Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, that's another one. They're just like...
I keep hating it, but I keep watching
along.
I keep watching it. So this past week, Tom and Jax had an argument, so they had to have dueling pool parties.
Yeah, because Tom said, I'll fix him. I'm going to throw a party at the same time.
But it's the same argument from Max throwing that beach cleanup, and Jack said it was stupid. So
yeah.
I missed the connection where Tom took the lead in sticking it to Jax.
Because I think Tom thinks that's the only way he's going to be relevant is if he fights with Jax. Hmm. And Tom... is the boss at TomTom, and Max is his manager.
Oh, okay.
So I think he kind of like was taken up for him.
Yeah.
Like he was mad that...
Why did they not have any furniture?
I don't know, because I think Ariana just thinks she's too cool. I mean, she's...
To what? Have to sit on the floor?
I mean, surely they have the money. I mean, she's bartending again, right? What's she doing with all that money?
Ariana is the last person that should be on TV.
Ugh.
She's, well, sorry, besides Katie Maloney. Well, at least Katie has like some, she's a bitch. What does Ariana have? She's just like, I'm so depressed.
I don't know. I'm depressed.
I'm so tired.
When I'm driving, I think I'm going to drive off the bridge. And then in the end, I'm bisexual. And on top of all that, it's like, what?
Yeah, it's like she's just pulling stuff out
she's
of her
just,
butt.
Yeah, everything. And anyway, but yeah, that beach scene where they were supposed to be cleaning the beach. And they didn't have, like, one piece of trash.
That's funny.
For miles.
That's funny.
It's like, somebody should have probably scoped it out first.
Yeah. How come Sheena's not on this show?
I don't know.
Sheena's more entertaining than Ariana.
Sheena's making her videos. Let's see that.
Yeah.
How about that video part they did show?
Yeah, with Brett. She invites Brett to be the love interest in her video and he's slapping her ass on the bed.
She just assaulted him. It's not assault, Brett. It's a video.
Yeah.
It's acting.
That was funny. That was very... And did you hear Stassi's explanation for Brent?
No.
She said he's like... She like couldn't... I can't remember how she said it, but she was just like, he's like saying things and it's like... He's kind of like talking in circles and they like show a clip of him and he's like... When a guy loves a girl and he wants to be with a girl, he's going to make the girl be with him because he wants to be with the girl. Like,
I think she's dead on because he is a zero. I mean, he's pretty to look at. And then he went and messed that up with that stupid hair.
I think that's just his hair.
I know. But you don't have to style it like that. My hair could do that too. When I blow dry. Yeah. When I blow my hair upside down after shower and no brush, it looks just like that.
Well.
Maybe I should put a little gel in it and let it go.
Yeah.
It's the style,
and banana
I guess.
Clip.
Yeah.
Banana
yes, on one side.
It's like a mohawk.
I could do it. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with the Vanderpump Kids, but Stassi got engaged in the cemetery after flipping out about Katie.
No, Kristen.
Oh, Kristen, right. Sorry. I get them too mixed up. I shouldn't. I guess it's the K's.
Yeah.
So. But speaking about Katie, she goes to the pool party where Ariana and the new little gap tooth girl that thinks highly of herself. What is her
Sheena
name?
Sheena Light.
Charlie. Yeah. Yes. They're
Lala
all.
Lala didn't even know her name.
Who?
Lala.
Oh, what does she call her?
She didn't know her name. Heather McDonald asked her on her podcast. So, what do you think about Charlie? And she goes, "Who is that?"
Ah.
She goes, "You know, Sheena Light."
I don't think she's Sheena Light at all. Sheena was never that confident. She's still not.
No, she's a little teenager.
Yeah, but they all have their thong bikinis on, and here is Katie, no joke, in a black macrame muumuu that, I mean, it's ridiculous. Well, and she sits in the tent.
But in Katie's defense, she's old compared to them.
She's not older than Ariana.
Oh, true. Well, Sheena Light said that Jax is closer to her dad's age than her age.
True.
If she's 25 or whatever and Jax is 40, her dad's probably 50.
Yeah, no joke. He still acts like a teenager, though. And I don't know if that's an act.
And what was the deal with all of his gym? Did they pay, like, money to get all
just
that
just like
promo?
The product. Yeah.
But they're not in the show. At least Loverboy, he's in the show.
Yeah. I don't know. What's
those
the deal?
Gym people?
I don't know. And I don't know. I mean, it's just so staged. It's just like, now you're breaking down. You're having a breakdown.
My wife thinks I'm cheating on her because I'm at the gym. And all the like Instagram video footage of him saying that. It's like,
yeah. Like he's talking to his 40 messengers. He probably has 40.
He does.
Yeah. So. He keeps blocking people, though, that I read.
Yeah.
He blocked Captain Lee from Below Deck.
Oh, yeah. They got in a fight on Twitter.
About what? That's what I couldn't find out.
I think about Below Deck.
And Captain Lee tweeted, "Go ahead and block me, Jax, you little pussy."
He said, "You little pussy?"
Yes. On his Twitter. He said, "Nobody cares." Something like that.
Cuss like a sailor.
Yeah. Like Captain Lee gives a flip about Jax.
True.
When he wakes up in the night, when you wake him up and he comes out of that double sliding door with no shirt on, you better run.
Daddy's up. Run!
So you take that, Jax. You better watch out.
With his little gray hairy little,
but they're tan. He had a nice tan on his little ninis.
Yeah, but his little gray hairs on it.
I love Captain Lee.
Me too. He's real.
Yep. So, yeah.
I like the captain on Below Deck Sailing, too.
Yes.
He's like a little leprechaun sailor. Like, dee-dee-dee-dee.
Yeah, but he's pretty strict. It's like, hey.
Y'all need to
quit making out in the galley. That's not professional.
Well, he said service has gone down this charter. And she was like, I'm livid.
Yeah.
Tell me when. I'm like, he probably has a list.
Yeah. You just wait.
Whenever he had to pick up the dishes, that's when.
Yeah. Whenever
Madison
is freaking out and he's like, can I help you? And he's taking the trash out. Yeah. That's the freaking captain.
Yeah.
Yeah, horse face. You wait.
Yeah, we'll see next week.
You wait.
Well, let's talk about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Oh. I would like to say that last season, do you remember how much I hated it?
Yes, it was Doggy Gate.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I couldn't remember why I hated
it. And then
it so
Vanderpump
much.
Left.
Yeah. This season, better than that. So far.
I'm having a hard time.
I'm effing Denise Richards, Kyle.
Well, I did like her not being such a blah this last couple of episodes.
Touche.
Yeah.
Touche.
Or like Erica Jane said, so much for laid back.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
I love Erica Jane. If Erica Jane leaves, I'm not watching anymore. She's the only one that says the real thought.
Yeah. Yeah. And she said when they were talking about.
Yeah. So Denise had a big issue about them talking about threesomes in front of her kids at her housewarming party.
Yeah. Just having the adult conversation at the next table. And guys, I have my kids there. And Erica Jane said, so much for wild thing.
Yeah. Well, and then Erica apologized to her personally at their lunch. I'm so sorry about the conversation. And she brought it up again after that at the dinner later. And Erica in her confessional was like, what else am I supposed to do? Like, I said sorry.
Why was it Erica Jane's fault?
Because Erica Jane was the one saying, well, I was with a man and a woman.
Oh.
And
but it was the Gabrielle. What's her name?
The new Garcelle.
Garcelle, that was... No. She's the one that was going on about being single.
Yeah, but it was mostly Erica Jane.
Okay.
Because then...
And then Rinna
said, what does that mean? And Erica goes, two vaginas, one penis, honey.
Oh.
You know, in her voice.
Was that before Mr. Girardi?
I believe so. I don't think Mr. Girardi was part of the threesome.
Who knows? Mr. Girardi was an old man and married a 25-year-old blonde bimbo.
She wasn't a bimbo yet. She turned into a bimbo.
She was a waitress at a bar.
Oh, yeah. Mr.
Girardi. Or maybe a diner. I don't know. What the heck.
The Bada Bing.
Yeah. It could have... The Bada Bing. But it could have been Mr. Girardi was one of the people.
Yeah. So everybody's saying that Kyle is acting out because she has bangs.
I have to say, I hate the bangs. But you don't have to brush them in your face like that.
I don't think they're that bad. Considering what she usually had is that long, black, witchy, straight, everything, one length, part down the middle, Cher haircut. At least she's got like some style, but she keeps wearing it in a bun with the bangs down.
Yeah, because she looks like she's going to church.
I think she thinks it makes it better.
Or Sarah Palin. That's who she looks like to me.
I think she thinks it makes it better, but I thought it was cute when it was down. At least it was like kind of split.
But she doesn't have to wear it straight down over her eyes, over her eyebrows. She can push it to the side.
Da-na-na-na.
That's who she was in Halloween. It was Halloween. She was reliving her childhood part.
Yeah. Kept the bangs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I don't know. Kyle, they're like picking fights. And I love Erica Jane. Denise is
one question.
A backbone.
Who are the fake ass bitches that Kyle is referring to?
Dorit.
She said everyone at this table is fake ass bitches.
Dorit. Lisa Rinna.
No, Lisa Rinna is who she is.
I think Lisa Rinna is so annoying.
But with she's her always mom. Been like that.
What's her mom's name?
Lois.
Lois. We got to take Lois home. Let me just tell you this.
I already know what you're going to say.
From Mother Knows Best. If you talk to me and condescend to me like that when I'm 91 years old, I will kick your ass.
No, you won't. You'll be 91.
I'll still be bigger than you. And I'm going to kick your ass. Lois, we've got to get you out of here, Lois. And it's like, ugh.
But besides that, Lisa's always been like that. With her big lips.
Well, she's definitely talking about Dorit.
And doing her modeling with her daughters.
Yeah, and having to upstage, make sure she's always the center of attention. What was with this DNA thing? What is that?
That's her clothing line. That's what it's called, DNA.
And so they showed up, and her daughter says, yeah, I even ordered the flowers. I DM'd the guy.
Yeah.
And well, so, and then Lisa repeats it. Yeah, she ordered. She did all of this.
Well, they're like, clearly they're clearly making fun of her with that edit.
Yeah, but I'm just saying they really think that that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, like okay, really, like nobody put on that party. There was no party planner.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Money can't buy you class.
Yeah.
Her daughters are not cute.
No. I mean, the younger one is... might be the older one.
They're no Gigi and
Bella. No, they're
Hadid.
Not Gigi and Bella. But one of them's cuter than the other. I think she's the older one. But she's not a model because she's like 5'4".
Yeah.
The other one's got the height, but she's so big.
The one that they would sell the paparazzi?
Yeah.
That one that used to be anorexic?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's so big. She's big like Katie big, like all up here.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to talk about people's kids, but, you know, she's put them in there.
Yeah, so.
Anyway, I don't know about Kyle.
How about Dorit's business adventure? Buca di Beppo? Like, yeah. She's creating some kind of restaurant. It's Buca di Beppo.
Yeah, they're just going to let her, like, put them on TV.
Yeah.
And we'll call it a partnership.
She said, I love the edit. Do I have unlimited budget? And he said, no. To what? Put pretend Italian artwork on the wall?
I know. It's like...
It's not a custom restaurant. It's Buca di Beppo.
Yeah, and... That's a weird thing. They better watch it. She is not going to do well in prison like Teresa.
I know. And they edited it, and the producer said, so are people, like, weary to go into business with you because of all the stuff that's on the news? Yeah. And she was like, no. I was like, well, it's Buca di Beppo, so.
Yeah. So how much, like, they'll take your $100,000
franchise back if they have to? She's not even the owner.
I don't think it's a franchise, though.
Well, that's what they made it sound like.
They made it sound, what I understood was that they're letting her invest in one new restaurant. Like, she
won't be.
Is that
not a franchise?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
not necessarily.
Like but she's not in charge of all Buca di Beppos.
No.
She's in charge of one, like a franchise.
But I don't even think she's in charge. And it doesn't have to be a franchise. They're just letting her put her name and her face and Real Housewives free publicity on that one new location.
Oh.
That's what I understand.
I do like Buca di Beppo, though.
I don't think I've ever been. When did you go?
For a party. That's the only way you can go, because you all have to eat the same meal.
Yeah, and it's all family-style Italian. I can't have pasta.
Yeah. And we all have to eat the same thing.
I mean, I could, but it's not good for me.
Yeah, so...
I do like pasta for dinner.
Pasta's my favorite dinner. That's what my niece said.
Little 3-year-old baby. I love pasta. It's like, oh, how fancy are you?
But I think the problem with Denise and Kyle is something more than what's on the show.
Because she said...
Fake-ass bitches.
Yeah.
Well, and Kyle was throwing a fit because of the Dorit thing at the what's it called? Teddy's thing? The retreat.
Yeah.
Because her call time... was later than Kyle. Kyle had to be there for the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she freaked out.
Yeah. And then this week, they're sitting at that dinner table with Lois. And the other new lady, Sutton, says to Dorit earlier, I'm going to flip out.
Yeah.
I'm going to flip out. And she was just talking about she had had some kind of beef with the makeup artist that Lisa Rinna knows, and if he was going to be there, she was going to freak out about it.
Yeah.
So then they sit, and none of it happened. So then they sit at the table for dinner, and Dorit's like, well, when someone says they're going to freak out at the event of Lisa's daughter, and it was like the whole big fight about that.
And Sutton's famous line, let the mouse go. Let the mouse go, Dorit. Let the mouse go.
And then it's like, Lois, what do you think of all of this? And she said, oh, well, when you're 81, this won't matter at all. And they said, you're 91. She was real. I liked her.
What does it matter?
Lois. Exactly. They're just making it all up.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we'll talk about more made-up stuff.
I keep watching.
The Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion.
That's hard to watch in the Skypes.
I
can't. It's lost a whole lot of its pizzazz.
The biggest takeaway I got from it was Eva's boobs were so far apart and Portia called her out. Did you see that?
No, I was watching it, but I didn't see that part.
It was so funny. She goes, she's telling her off with all her hands, and she goes, and your boobies are social distancing. Oh, your titties are social distancing. And Eva's like rolling her eyes, like whatever. I'm like, man, that is too real.
That was good.
Yeah. And your titties social distancing.
Well, she's the only one that looks like she hadn't had a boob job.
Well, that's the problem. Don't wear that top then.
Yeah.
They're all flat. She just had three kids. They're all flat and pressed apart. Like,
yeah.
And you can see like a little fold at the bottom, like a little pancake. You don't have to wear that top. Kenya was wearing like a halter high up.
Well, Kenya's had a boob job.
Kenya is the best dressed out of them, I have to say.
I think she looks the most natural, too, because, I mean, Nene, my gosh, what the heck has she done to herself?
Kenya told her she looks like a girl from White Chicks.
Oh.
Because she has the white hair. You need to watch it for their they throw shade.
I watched half of it. I didn't see it.
They throw
that.
So much shade. They go harder than any other franchise.
That is so
about
funny.
Your looks.
Because she does.
Nene told, no. Marlo told.
I didn't even see when Marlo got on.
She told, what's the young, Portia, her baby looked like, what's his name with a bow? And she was like, oh, hell no.
She does. That's even truer. See, know. Kenya's baby looks just like the a-hole dad, but he's a nice looking man.
I know.
Portia's baby daddy's ugly. Not. He
and,
looks
like. And she looks like him with a bow.
Yeah.
And Kenya said, we ain't supposed to be talking about no one's kids. We ain't supposed to be talking about children.
Cheerins.
And then they show clips of Kenya, and like 500 times she's talked about other people's children.
Yeah. And see, the part I saw, they were trying to, you know, they showed clips of Kenya's husband being a prick.
Yeah.
All these different situations.
Yeah.
And Nene's like, you know what? A regular person could feel sorry for her, but not her.
Yeah.
She had never been in a marriage, never been married, and she stuck her nose in all of our situations.
True.
And she did. So I don't feel sorry for Kenya.
No, I don't feel sorry for Kenya. I'm always on Nene's side.
Yeah.
I'm a ride or die for Nene.
I like Nene too. I don't know why Nene hates Cynthia so much. Because Cynthia...
They made up at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. And all you have to do with Cynthia is say, come here, boo. And she's going to be right there.
Yeah. She's very loyal.
Yeah.
And demure.
Yes. Like you could make Cynthia... She's your little dog.
And I do like Portia too.
Yeah. Portia's funny.
Yeah. She is funny.
Candy is too.
She walking in here with her titty hanging out, social distancing.
Did you see her little boy? I mean, he has the biggest afro in the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, he braided it in the next.
Oh, okay. But like he had just woke up. Man, that hair was everywhere. And she said, come give me a hug so I can get through my day.
Oh, yeah. She's looking good. She's lost some weight.
I think she's lost weight.
Because she has to do that face. Sex scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was the whole problem with her and Todd.
Oh.
He didn't want her to do that. And she said, well, somebody's got to make money.
Oh, Candy.
Not good.
Well, I mean, at least she's not holding against him. She's doing what she got to do.
Yeah, because somebody got to make money.
But he better not gripe about it. That's true. I'm with her.
So.
Yeah. So, I don't like the Skype reunion. I think they got gypped and we got gypped.
I know. Skype anything.
Yeah. I'm so tired of the Skype news. So, well, I do like seeing the people's rooms in the houses they're in, though. Some of them are nice, but really tells you a lot about the people. Like, oh, I thought they were so classy. Look at that.
Money can buy you class.
Yeah. Look at what that room looks like.
Well, I've been watching. I know you haven't been watching. I want to talk about Total Bellas on E.
Oh, yeah. The twin wrestlers.
WWE wrestlers. Well, they don't wrestle anymore. But it's exciting because they both get pregnant at the same time. They're not both pregnant yet, but they are about to. And one of them's with Artem from Dancing with the Stars, baby.
Yeah.
And I could just see the writing on the wall for them not being successful. Well, first of all, she wanted to be with John Cena. And she wanted to have kids with John Cena. And she wanted to marry John Cena. She was with John Cena for 6 years. And he said, I'm not getting married. I'm not having kids.
Yeah.
So then right after that, she goes on Dancing with the Stars. And then she's with Artem.
Yeah.
Let's be real. And then she gets pregnant a year later with Artem's baby.
Well, but I mean, it is what it is.
I don't think she's head over heels in love with Artem, in other words. She's in love with John Cena.
Well, but still... John Cena doesn't want her.
Yeah.
Well, they move on.
They got in a fight, Nicole and Artem, at some club because she was doing some promoting stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do, that stuff now, I guess. And she got drunk. And she was, like, talking to guys.
Oops.
And, you know, being, they're kind of like hoes. And she was like, Artem, this is my best friend from like when we were in WWE. He was always doing this stuff. And Artem left her at the club.
Whoa.
And so then the twin had to go get him and say, don't leave her. And Nicole was like, I don't care. He can leave. I don't care. I do not deal with that shit. He can leave. So
and Artem, then next, Artem better leave. But he got fired.
And next week she's going to get pregnant. So.
Uh-oh. He got fired from Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
I think it has to do with him being on this show. There's no other reason why he would, unless they don't like him.
Unless he wasn't popular.
Well, do you know any, can you think of his personality?
No, he was always the one with the old ladies.
Exactly.
And he would get voted out like exactly. on week two.
Exactly.
He's the one that danced with, no, it wasn't Lisa Vanderpump. Lisa Vanderpump had Gleb because she kept acting like she was going to sleep with Gleb and her husband wouldn't care. Like she does with Brent.
How about Tom Schwartz talking about shaving her legs?
What is going on with them?
I was like, this is uncomfortable. He was like, and then we'll lather it up.
Yes, in the confessional.
Take the razor yes. And slowly go up her leg each stroke. I was like, is this porn?
Yeah, it's like they are just old lady grasping. Porn? Yeah, why would
that's
you
like
want-
the title of that porn would be like old lady, young guy shave porn.
It'd be beyond the cougar. I mean,
super gross.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the new storyline on Vanderpump. All the guys want Lisa. I'm so sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, back to Bill.
But Artem usually has people like, you know, old people. Because
Val, of course, has a personality. Alan, the one that won with Hannah B., has a personality.
Yeah. And Sasha.
Well, he's with, what's her name?
So yeah, Emma.
That's a group.
Did they fire the big tall black guy? What was his name?
Keo.
Because he did the show.
Well, Brandon was on last time.
Yeah.
The other black guy.
Because when we went to the live show and they did...
It wasn't Keo. It was Brandon.
But Keo was there the time before.
Yeah, not this last one. Right before quarantine.
When Artem was there, too. Because they both did the Magic Mike and they took off their shirts.
They all did the Magic Mike.
Magic Mike last year. I'm talking about the year that they did the Magic Mike. Keo was one of the guys because he's big and noticeable. And Artem. And I thought, wow, look at Artem. Huh. But.
Well, he has no personality. I think that's why he got voted off. Nobody probably votes for
you
him.
You know what? Tony was the same. They got rid of Tony. Tony Devolofka or whatever. He's the one that opened the studio with Val in Dance With Me.
I thought that was Mark Ballas.
No.
Oh.
Mark Ballas is with...
Huff.
Huh. No, it's Tony. Tony used to always have the old ladies too.
Yeah. Maybe they just want...
But they need people to have old ladies because they always have old ladies on.
Maybe they just want to recycle. Maybe. Have new people and new stuff.
Maybe. Maybe they thought Artem had his turn.
And he has a new show.
And he's not a 20-something. Maybe that's the audience they want.
Maybe. Well, Lindsay Arnold is having a baby, so she's not going to be on
you
it.
Told me Whitney. Which one is it?
The one that isn't the skinny one.
That's Lindsay.
She's having the baby.
Whitney's more hippie.
Yeah.
But she's got a beautiful face.
Not the pretty one.
Okay.
The skinny one is having a baby.
Wow. So they're going to need a new girl.
Hopefully it's
Danielle.
It's
going to be your girl.
She fits the demo. She looks the same.
Yeah.
She's skinny, blonde, little.
Does she have a personality, though? Can she talk? Is she Russian?
She is Russian, but she can talk.
But, I mean, is she going to talk like is it Russian?
No.
Okay. We saw her live. She was amazing.
Yeah. She held down that show for the woman's part.
Yeah.
Her and Val.
Yeah. They kept trying to feature Jenna. She's uncomfortable to watch. She is so anorex.
I know.
It's just not good.
So, well, that's been 55 minutes.
Wow.
Of podcasting gold.
Already.
We should do this more often. You know, it's so fun.
I know, right?
We'll be back to regular scheduling next week, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we are getting back to work May 18th. Back to the real world.
Probably next weekend we won't be going anywhere again.
Yeah, because it's no fun. We tried to go to a restaurant. There's nobody there. The bar, not that we're bar flies, but there's like no action. It's like a sad, sad little restaurant.
I know. We might as well stay at home.
But, and even the food, the menu's not all there. Yeah, you only get half the food. So like, you know, I can say we went to a restaurant where they substitute zucchini noodles for pasta because I can't have pasta every night at dinner. And that wasn't available.
I know.
So, I don't know. Maybe we'll go to Popeyes.
Popeyes has had a spike in sales.
Popeyes has had a 30% increase in sales, y'all. Yoo-hoo! Love that chicken for Popeyes.
All right.
I think I provided a lot of that.
Yeah, you did. You had a lot of Popeyes. Thanks for listening. Follow me at Lindsay R. Traha.
And Traha.
And I'll see you on the next podcast.
Stay clean.